Got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM dilemma on KFrog.
Okay, it's not his real name, but we'll call him Bob this morning. He's a little unnerved, and here's why. I've heard a few of your dilemmas on Wednesday, and before I cause a scene, I want to get some advice. There's a dad at my daughter's school that gave his number to my wife. I found it written in a piece of paper and confronted my wife about it. She said he wanted to set up a time for our daughters to hang out. I told my wife I wasn't comfortable with him texting or calling her. He's seen me at school. Why wouldn't he give his number to me?
Ooh, this sounds like something my husband would do. I like this one.
What do you think?
As much as I do love to cause a scene, I would say probably don't cause a scene, especially depending on how old your daughter is. You're going to embarrass her. If he's seen you at school, my advice would be just to go up to him and be like, hey, heard you want to have the girls, you know, hang out or whatever. Here's my number if you want to set something up.
Right.
I think that's like probably the more cordial way to do it. And then after you give him your number, if he continues to text your wife, then I might take another step.
Look, I like to think Bob's been unnecessarily paranoid, and this man is also a happily married man and just saw his wife and wants the daughters to hang out and give them a number. And there's no harm in that. It was on a piece of paper. She didn't confront him about it originally, which makes it a little more weird. So do you know what I'd do? I would say, I believe you, honey, but show me the text messages between you two.
Completely you would want fair. To see receipts?
Of course I would. To make me feel a lot better. Okay.
Why are you more psycho than me this morning?
It solves the issue. If she comes out and says, hey, like to have daughters hang out next Tuesday, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
All good. What if there's something else in those text messages?
What if the initial text messages are that and then it goes to something more? Are you going to continue to check her text messages because this dad gave her number?
Do you know what,
actually, no, nip it in the butt and be like, hey, here's my number.
This can end so quick. Actually, if I was the wife, I would say, here, honey, you can trust me. This is our conversation so far, so I'm being completely transparent. Why can't she do that?
Well, I don't think that's the problem. I think he has a problem with the other dad.
Well, we don't know what the problem with the other dad is, if there is.
All right, it's the DM dilemma. What do you think? Let's hear your advice. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on KFrog. I'm allowed. Is it a play date for the kids, or is this other dad trying to score a play date of his own? Today's DM dilemma, not his real name, but we're calling him Bob, sent us a DM that his wife received the phone number of another dad at school, and the other dad claims it was just because he's trying to set up a play date between their daughters.
Right. He found on a piece of paper. She didn't even tell him that.
Yeah, but is it innocent or is there something bigger going on? Richard and Hemet, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Somebody's got a spouse that hasn't been faithful before and he's overprotective.
Oh, so you think maybe there's a history of cheating and that's why this is an issue?
There's got to be history. You're married. She's your wife. If you can't trust her to have conversations with the opposite sex, then there's something wrong with the relationship.
Hey, let me ask you, man, what would you do if you were in this situation?
My wife and I are open books. She can get text messages from wherever she wants. I trust her, and I trust that if something crossed the line, she would step up and say something.
James in Redlands, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Okay, first off, there is no reason for another guy to give another guy's wife his number for their daughter's foreplay date. If you have seen the husband before, you give your number to the husband, you talk to the husband. Or when you talk to the wife, say, hey, here's my number, can you give it to your husband so we can schedule a play date with the kids?
So do you think the other dad's being shady?
Very much so, especially if you've seen, you know, the other dad. Yeah, you talk to him. You know, you can always say hi, or you'd be like, hey, honey, or hey, ma'am, can you go ahead, give it to your husband? He has my number, and so that we can try to set up a play date. Okay. Or you say, hey, here's my wife's number, you know, so you guys can set up the play date between the girls.
Okay, good perspective. I'm really surprised on your perspective on this, guy, because normally I'm the psycho one, and I'll admit it, but you're the one that wants to go through text messages.
Here's what I think, and it'll solve it very quickly. I'm not jealous. I've actually ruined relationships because I'm not jealous at all, so it's hard for me, and I think Bob's been a little ridiculous. But if he wants to solve this, why can't he just say to her, hey, honey, let's squash this now. Show me your conversation. Boom. And then he will have egg on his face when she shows him the conversation and he realizes he was being jealous and he won't do it again. I think this is a simple solution.
Yeah, but how much are you going to check her text messages? Because the first one, especially if, like James said, if this guy's trying to be shady, the first one's going to come off innocent. If he's trying to make his move, it's not going to come in the first text message.
You can tell a lot the way she's replying to him. I guarantee it.
Okay. 707 texted in. They says, I think the phone number thing is a huge overreaction. Everybody knows if you want to make plans actually happen, you have to go through the mom to get it organized.
That's actually a great point. What do you think? You can weigh in. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy and Kayfer. The question is Bob an overly protective, jealous husband, or does he have a point? He found a phone number in his wife's pocket, and it was a husband from their daughter's school, and she said to him they're trying to organize a play date. He wonders if it's more sinister.
Okay, Kim and Phelan, what do you think?
So I actually have a scenario where sometimes I do have to interact with the dad of the other child. And his wife and I are both nurses, so sometimes we have to communicate in order to coordinate things. I think if your relationship is healthy and you're communicating appropriately, sometimes you just have to speak with the other parent, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, here's what I think. If Bob really thinks this is an issue, that this other man is texting or calling his wife, then next time Bob sees him at school, because he says he does see him, just go up to him and be like, hey man, here's my number. Heard you want to set something up with the girls. Text me. We'll get it going.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea at all. I think it's very, very smart. 909 here says, why didn't the wife tell her husband about it if it's so innocent? He found it and had to ask. Feels like she's hiding something. Does he have a point?
I don't know. Is she hiding something, or is it just that innocent where it was like, it's not that big of a deal. It's, you know, Joe Schmo from school. He wants the girls to get together.
And that's where we have the issue, is we don't know anything about their marriage, their past behavior, anything like that.
909 says this is unnecessary jealousy. My question is, maybe the mom's at school more. I would give my number to the parent that I see more often at school. Next time you see him, maybe just say something like, hey, here's my number. Kind of the same thing I just said. Yeah, like if the issue is that he's texting your wife, then give him your number.
This has to be squashed. And this has to be squashed soon, because either way, it's going to cause resentment. The wife's going to find him jealous and ridiculous, or he's going to find her to be scandalous. Which one?
Well, let's hope it is innocent, because check this out from the 310.
Uh-oh.
Something similar happened with me and my wife. There was another dad who was texting and calling my wife. It started off innocent, and they both swore it was nothing more than just setting up between the girls. Needless to say, I wasn't born yesterday. After 17 years of marriage, we are divorced.
Yep, and it's bringing memories back to her. Jeez. I don't know. Check her phone. Why can't you just check the phone? He checked the phone.
You're going to go through her phone all the time?
Just this situation, if it's such... I don't know, Kelly.
It's a little bit of loyalty, right? It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Somebody.